The following is a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.
Hello and welcome to Grace in Focus. I'm Lucas Kitchen with the Grace Evangelical Society. Thank you for joining us for this exciting episode. So today we're answering questions from listeners not so unlike yourself. And we got an interesting one, and I'd like to just read it so you can get a sense of what we're going to talk about today. What is the best way to leave a church? I can't wait to hear what Dr. Bob Wilkin and Sean Lazar have to say about that. But before we get to that, I want to remind you about our National Bible Conference. We're getting pretty close. And if you are interested in registering, I'm going to tell you how to do that. You can go to our website, faithalone.org, and you can click on events up there at the top in the menu. You can find out all you need to know, how to register, and we hope to see you there. It's going to be a great time. Let's go right to today's discussion with Dr. Bob Wilkin and Sean Lazar. Here's Grace in Focus.
All right, are you up to answering some questions?
I hope so. Let's see how hard they are.
Is your mind sharp?
Yes. You
ready?
Ready. I hope so. Now you're going to ask me an
All right.
impossible
I'm
question.
I'm going to throw it up here and you point, aim, and shoot.
Okay.
Okay, this is a question from Gabriel. And Gabriel asks, what are your ideas or procedures to correctly leave a church? I grew up in this church for 26 years. My family and I were sent and supported as missionaries for 12 years with them. We've been very involved in teaching and music. However, we have never aligned on free grace and we don't feel settled. I guess that he's free grace, but the church is not. And there's no free grace churches around us. So how do you leave a church well?
I don't ever recall getting this question. So let me say I've left several churches over the course of my Christian life. Next year I will have been a Christian for 50 years. And especially during the years I was on staff with Campus Crusade for Christ, I was in quite a few different churches. One when I was a student, one when I was in Arkansas, one in North Carolina.
Yeah.
Then when I went to Dallas Seminary, I was in, I guess, three different churches. So I've probably been, who knows, total maybe 15 churches.
Yeah.
And each time you leave, depending on how integral your role was in the church, you need to say goodbye and you need to let people know. Now, if you're in a church for a very short period of time and you really don't have any significant involvement, you can probably just leave without telling them. But
right.
If you're a missionary kid and you grew up on the mission field supported by this church and you had music ministry in the church, it requires some sort of goodbye.
It'd be something like a job, you know, just give you a couple weeks notice. There's no verse that says, hey, you need to write up a letter. But, you know, it's common sense just to say goodbye, right?
Yeah, of course, it sounds like that Gabriel's leaving over doctrinal issues.
Uh-huh.
Not that the church changed. It's just, you know, they weren't a part of the church when they were off on the mission field. And then when they came back, eventually, I guess he became uncomfortable with some of the teaching in the church.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit awkward because of his specific situation. I mean, they've been supported by the church and had other things. And I would say in this case, he would want to express his deep appreciation for all the church had done for him and his family.
Yeah.
And that although they're moving on over some, you know, some differences doctrinally, they're still so appreciative of all the church has done, and they're eternally grateful, and they have very warm feelings toward the generosity of the church, something like that.
Sure.
Because it seems to me that the church has been very good to their family. Now, a couple of examples. Just recently, back in September, I left a church I'd been at for many years.
Yeah.
And when I left, it was over some doctrinal issues, really not of my choosing. Basically, things came to the point where there's a difference of opinion over some doctrine, and it was obvious that I needed to leave. But I didn't just leave.
You didn't just slip away.
I didn't just slip
without
away.
Telling anyone.
I actually contacted the elders and said, look, I realize you don't want me speaking anymore at the church, but would it be okay if I came this Sunday to say goodbye to people? And the elders gave their approval, and I came and said my goodbyes and, you know, that sort of thing. I just thought that was important.
It's like, tell me what you think about this. If you've got a split, make sure you don't split the church.
That's really profound.
Is there a better way of putting it? Split without causing a split.
I think if you were splitting, if you were leaving, using the word split in the sense of leaving.
Like, yeah, I got to get out of here.
Avoid taking other people with you.
Like, you do not want to harm the church.
No, you do not want to harm
the
church.
That's almost like the number one thing. Yes, say goodbye, be polite, but you don't want to harm the church. You don't want to start a fight. You don't want to hurt anybody.
That's exactly, I'm so glad you put it that way. 1 Corinthians 3, 5 through 15. And 16 through 18 is about, you know, if we harm the temple of God, the church, then God's going to bring discipline upon us.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I'll give you another example. I was pastoring when I was in the doctoral program at Dallas Seminary for just under 3 years. And the elders came to me at one point and said, we think it's time for you to move on. We think that, you know, you're destined to be a teacher anyway. And so we're cutting you loose. Mm-hmm. You know, I asked if I could continue to preach until they found someone, and they said no. And I asked if I could come back that Sunday to say goodbye to people, and they said no. So I was rebuffed on all of those points, and I found out later it was because the elders were afraid I would be bitter, angry, or say something I shouldn't say, or whatever.
Right.
So I wrote a nice letter, a resignation letter, and encouraged all the people in the church to continue attending.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want the work I had done over the previous 3 years to be washed away.
Right.
I wanted, at the judgment seat of Christ, there to be significant fruit from the ministry I had done there.
Right.
And the funny thing is, in that particular case, and this kind of ties in with Gabriel, and I wasn't leaving there over doctrinal issues. Sharon and I went off to East Texas, taught there, then Oregon, taught there, and then came back to Dallas, and I was in a different Bible church, or Sharon and I were in a different Bible church for a while. And then we ended up back in that same Bible church where I had been the pastor, and I later became an elder.
So they kicked you out. They said, don't ever come back here. Right. And you can't even say goodbye.
And then I came back and became an elder.
Very interesting. And churches are weird, man.
Well, the thing is, the elders really love me and love Sharon. But they just felt like I wasn't right for being the pastor of the church for whatever reason. And the reason they said don't come back, they told me later, was they were afraid I was going to be bitter.
Right. They didn't want to have to call the cops again.
No, again. Thank you, Sean.
I'm joking. But by the way, yeah, if they have to call the cops on you, that's a bad way of leaving the church. If they have to drag you out, I think so. It's a bad way.
That's it.
If they lock you out, that's a bad way. If a water hose is involved at any point,
that's a bad way.
But no. Seriously, no, I mean, think of it in terms of our job. All of our jobs is to build the body of Christ. Okay, build, build, build. So if you have to leave the church, this is great advice. Write a nice letter. Make sure it's on good terms. And you can say, I mean, I think Gabriel could say, you know, I'm leaving for conscience's sake. You know, yeah. We disagree on this issue, and this is really important for me. Love you guys, but we can't agree on this gospel issue. And it's not like a minor issue either, right? This is a fundamental gospel salvation issue. It's not like, you know, I don't really like the electric guitars or whatever. That's not a big issue.
Yeah, the color of the carpet bothers me.
Yeah, so. One thing I think you should also avoid, and tell me if you agree with this or not, you shouldn't be contacting all the deacons and the potential allies in the church in order to cause a split or to sway them against the elders. I mean, but what if people ask you, hey, why are you going?
Okay, well, on your first point, yes, you should not be going around trying to garner support and trying to run off somebody. But if they ask me, I think you need to exercise some restraint. I would probably say, you know, I have some doctrinal issues which I really don't wish to go into. But I wish the church well and everything else, something like that. But I wouldn't be talking about the doctrinal issues unless this was, say, somebody in my family. Obviously,
if grandma asks.
If grandma asks, I'd tell her. Yes. But the thing is, I think it's very important to mention in this whole conversation that Gabriel's question raises the point about a sort of trying to change churches. Mm-hmm. Say you're in a church that's mildly Lordship Salvation and you want it to become Free Grace. Well, I don't think you should go there in the first place if that's your reasoning.
Yeah.
You should go to a church because you're in essential agreement with the position of the church.
Yeah.
But if you're in essential agreement with the position of the church and the church changes, right? They get a new pastor in or a new board, right, and they change their doctrinal position.
Right.
Well, then, instead of trying to change them, it's time for you to go. The only exception would be, let's say your church has a written doctrinal statement. A new pastor comes in, and he's preaching contrary to the doctrinal statement.
Right.
Then it's time to contact the board of the church and say, look, if this is the official position, the new position of the church, mm-hmm, even though it's contrary to the doctrinal statement, that's fine. Just let me know and I'll be leaving.
Yeah.
But the doctrinal statement is contrary to what the pastor's preaching.
Right.
And so I would either like you to resolve that and have him stop preaching contrary to the doctrinal statement, or else just change your doctrinal statement.
Mm-hmm.
But let me know one way or the other what your position is. And then once they decide, don't make a stink. Just stay or go, depending on whether you're in essential agreement or not.
Right, right. And what about maybe one last thing before we go? I don't think the New Testament gives us super clear directions on what to do to leave a church. But I do think there's more of a hint of what happens if you're splitting or harming a church. You get discipline. You get temporal judgment.
Right.
And what does that look like?
The scriptures aren't crystal clear, but it says anyone destroys the temple of God, God will destroy him.
Yeah.
So it could lead to actual physical death.
Yeah.
But it could be anything leading up to that. So it could be an illness. It could be financial setbacks. It just could be depression or anxiety.
Right.
It could be a whole lot of things. But the truth is, we do not want to hurt, mm-hmm, the body of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And even if we're dealing with a church that's left the way and it's no longer preaching the clear message of the free gift of eternal life, well, that's between the elders and the Lord. If they change, then it's time for you to go.
Right.
Pray for them to come back, or if they haven't ever left, like in this case, Gabriel's case, sounds like the church has always been kind of this way. I don't know, but anyway, terrific question, and I don't know, I bumbled around for...
No, it's a hard question. We've covered a lot of bases there. I think we've given Gabriel a lot of food for thought, and probably other people listening who are thinking the same thing. Yeah, you want to just leave in peace.
Thank you guys for that great discussion. Would you like to deepen your understanding of Scripture and the Christian life? Well, a great place to start is our website. It's faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. We've got all kinds of free materials on the site available for you. One of those, which is extremely popular, is our magazine, Grace in Focus. It comes out 6 times a year. It's full color, easy to read, and people are really growing who read it. So come and get a subscription at faithalone.org. We would like to thank all of our financial partners who help us keep this show going. All gifts are tax deductible and very much appreciated. If you'd like to find out how you can be a financial partner, visit us at faithalone.org. We are so happy when we hear from listeners just like you. Maybe you've got a question, comment, or feedback. If so, please send us a message. Here's our email address. It's radio@faithalone.org. That's radio@faithalone.org. On the Friday edition of Grace in Focus, we're going to talk about soul sleep and some other interesting issues, so join us for that episode. I'm Lucas Kitchen with the Grace Evangelical Society, and until next time, let's keep Grace in Focus.
The preceding has been a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.